Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, March 11, 2013, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. Well, Ken, Randy, and Jeremy Moore were all guest speakers in Austin, Texas this past weekend for several team events, a luncheon, and for their Super Saturday event. And it was great visiting with so many of our Moore Success Team associates while we were there. The energy was fantastic, and we're going to be hearing from several of our leaders that attended those events later in the call. But I want to again remind everyone that the Oklahoma City Convention is rapidly approaching, and if you have not yet registered for a Moore Success Team breakout session, then just simply go to moresuccessteam.com and get registered immediately. That's one event that you do not want to miss. Then Thursday of this week, Pat and I will actually be traveling to Europe. We're going to be going to London, England, and on to Paris, France. Compliments of Legal Shield, and we're really excited because we'll be celebrating our 33rd wedding anniversary with the other Platinum Executive Director trip winners. But tonight we have several guest speakers, and to get our call kicked off, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to Platinum 4 Executive Director. He's a $500,000 ring earner, an original Millionaire Club member now in his 29th year with Legal Shield, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on the call?
I'm right here loud and clear, Randy, and that was a great trip to Texas. Altogether, 4 great days, wonderful people, great food, and good company. You know, Randy, I kept hearing Savannah, Georgia. I mean, there's a fire burning down there, man, and it is being stoked with red hot coals. And guess what? The gentleman that helped start that fire is on the call tonight. He's going to give us a few teasers on what he's going to be training about next week. You know, Randy, as you and Jeremy and I looked at everything, we have outside people get on our calls, which we just love to pieces. But we got so many talented people on our own call. I heard Jeff Hughes a while ago. We got so many. I'd start naming names, I'd be all night. That we're going to be using more and more of our own executive directors because we feel like if they made executive bronze, silver, gold, platinum, that they surely have something to offer, and we would like for our team to hear more from them. This next gentleman is an executive director. He's a guy that I've grown to love, him and his wife. He's an outstanding networker, and he believes in recruiting, and I'll let him tell you all about that. But, Randy, it's just so exciting to hear all these people on the call tonight. I'm glad you said something about the convention because it's right here in our back door. Anybody that misses it is going to miss at least have a year's disadvantage against everybody else. But saying all that, Randy, I want to introduce tonight from Bluffton, South Carolina, Executive Director, Mr. Tony Barkley.
Good evening, Mr. Moore.
Glad to have you, sir.
Well, it's a privilege and honor to be on the call. And by the way, speaking of that convention, we still have our bus gassed up and ready to go. We got a couple more seats to fill, and we feel comfortable and confident we're going to get that done. But, Mr. Moore, again, I appreciate the opportunity to get on the call, and more importantly, on behalf of our team here in South Carolina and Savannah, Georgia, we want to thank you and the entire Moore family for what you guys do and providing the best leadership and support that we've ever seen and been a part of. By the way, Mr. Randy, congratulations to you on your anniversary. You know, Mr. Moore, you wanted me to talk about some things as it relates to building and recruiting. I think that you wanted me to really spend some more time on that on the next week call. But I want to share a couple quick nuggets, if you will. And the bottom line is this. You know, all we've heard about this company and what we're hearing these days is recruiting. And obviously, it's more than just recruiting. But there's really only two things that's going to move this company and each person on this call's business to the next level. And that's not just recruiting, but that's also building those recruits. Art Williams, who I've had the pleasure of meeting many times, Sharice and I up in North Carolina when I was part of Primerica as one of their senior vice presidents. He was a founder of Primerica. He once said, in this business, you must keep them coming and going. And I never really understood what he meant when he first started saying that, but I finally got it. What he was saying is that you must keep recruiting associates and keep promoting associates by building associates. See, I think if we get the message mixed up, then all we're hearing is recruiting, and we're not doing the right thing with the recruiting, that will lead to some problems. So, again, you know, keep them coming and going, keep recruiting associates, keep promoting associates by building those associates. So again, next week I get the honor to speak about what I've done in 15 years in the industry, how I've got my income up to $300,000 with Primerica, and now most recently building a mega team down here in Savannah, Georgia, with this explosive growth. But let me just leave the team with this analogy, because again, Mr. Moore, you only wanted me to speak for a couple minutes tonight. But going back to this builder's mentality, you know, Mr. Moore, you obviously have a beautiful business, an incredible business, a business worth millions. Mr. Randy Moore, although I've never visited his beautiful mansion, I've seen pictures, and I've seen pictures, and I've seen pictures of this beautiful home that also is worth millions. But how did that happen, team? One thing we do know, they both had a mindset on what they were going to do to ensure that goal was met. There's that key word, that mindset. You know, we must have a builder-recruiter mindset. The other thing that they both had, they had a plan. See, we got to get a plan on how we're going to recruit, how we're going to build, and then we have to work that plan. But here's the other interesting thing. They both either hired contractors to build the house, in Randy's case, or they recruited associates to help with building their big business, associates such as the Pensmans, Jimmy Parrish, Linda Bowden, Cheryl Ann Agata, Jeff Hughes. These are some mega stars who helped build wealth for the Moore's family. But know this. I know in the initial stages of them building their business, they both hired and recruited lots of people, and they lost people. They hired a business or a house that didn't look all that great when they first started. There were bricks thrown all over the place and sheet metal and window siding, you name it. I never built a house, but I built a business. But I knew it looked a mess when they first started. They had setbacks, obviously. But the bottom line is this. No matter what we're building, we have to have that builder's mindset. There's that word again, builder's mindset. And then in this business, it starts with the recruiter's mindset. So in both Ken and Randy Moore's case, it was well worth it. And next week I get to talk about that on what it takes to have a recruiter's mindset. I'm quite confident and praying that it will really make a difference for everybody on the call. So, Mr. Moore, that's my time. I appreciate the opportunity. With that being said, sir, I'll turn the call back over to you, and I look forward to next week.
Well, you know, Tony, I wanted you to get on and kind of let the people know ahead of time, because you are such a great trainer. You are one of the best recruiters I've ever met in my life. And I wanted the people tonight to hear just a little bit about what you were taking a full call just to talk about next week, so that they can get as many of their new people, or everybody, get as many people. I know I'm going to be taking notes myself personally. I'm going to have an old legal pad out, and I'm going to be taking notes. I just hope I can read them when I get through taking them. That would be a feat in itself there. But I want them to hear it. I know they're going to be excited. Our team is building. It's growing. But now that it's really going, we want to just stoke the fire. You know, many a horse race is lost by nose. We want to be the nose that goes over the finish line first. And thank you so much for your information tonight, Tony. And be sure and tell your lovely bride hello for me. And now then, the very next person I would like to introduce is someone that I'm extremely proud of, has made the highest rank that's ever been made by any associate in the state of Oklahoma, has reached more than once the level of Platinum 7, which I have never reached, but one day I'm going to fool him. I'm going to make that my own self. Has a $250,000-plus income, been in the business soon to be 14 years, someone that I'm very proud of, Randy's very proud of, and that Randy and I had the privilege of letting drive us to Austin, Texas and back, none other than my grandson, Mr. Jeremy Moore. Jeremy?
Can you hear me?
Can hear you loud and clear, Jeremy.
All right. Well, thank you for having me on, and what an awesome last 5 days we had in Dallas, Texas, and Austin, Texas. Some incredible events. We met just some really, really excited people, and it's really my pleasure to be able to introduce the next couple of guest speakers. Our first brand new executive director couple. They've made executive director for the last two consecutive months in a row. As a matter of fact, their organization last month had nine different producing legs. And so far, ladies and gentlemen, this year, in the year of 2013, they've already done 40.8% of the entire 2012's production. Just think about that for a moment. In January, February, and just a week and a few days in March, their organization has already produced almost 41% of the entire last year's production, and they're recruiting. Their team is actually growing by leaps and bounds. They've almost recruited 50% of the entire last year's recruits. So they're just doing an amazing job. They're growing a team all across the country, from Texas to Kentucky to Arizona to Idaho to Oklahoma and many, many states in between. But it's really my pleasure, my honor, to be able to introduce to you all some brand new executive directors of the More Success team, and that's none other than Barbara and Manly Wilson. Guys, are you on the call?
We are. Thank you, Jeremy. Well, first of all, guys, I want to thank you for being the keynote speakers at our Super Saturday here in Austin, Texas this last weekend. What a phenomenal weekend you brought to this town on your leadership. Your unending love, you know, for this business just kind of blows me away. The membership and anyone who is a part of your team are so, so lucky. I can't tell you enough how lucky we are to be on your team. And we want to thank you, Mr. Ken Moore, Mr. Randy Moore, and you, Jeremy, again, for your leadership, your mentorship to all of us on this call tonight, and especially what you mean to Barbara and I and our Legal Shield family. Let me just give you a little bit of background. I'm going to go first, then I'm going to turn it over to Barbara here shortly. But I started out this business as a very part-time. I was a loan officer with the largest mortgage company in America at the time, working 50 to 60 hours per week. That's not a lot of free time when you're working that many hours. My wife, Barbara, was in the banking industry as well. But my sponsors, Roger and Peggy Wilson, here in the Austin area, had invited me out to dinner one evening after my wife had left town on some business, so I think they felt sorry for me and invited me over for dinner one evening. And after that, we had had our dinner. They said, you know, we have found a service that you might be interested in and wanted to share it with me via a DVD in the living room. So we moved from the dining room to the living room and started watching this DVD. And, you know, as I watched it, it blew me away. I immediately saw the value. At the time, I didn't even have a will. And I'd received speeding tickets in the past. I had been audited by the IRS already and had already been a victim of identity theft. You know, so the membership was a must for me. I was right in line for that membership. So, you know, and then following that, the rest of that DV, I saw the business opportunity. Unbelievable compensation for what I would actually tell people about the service for free anyway, but I couldn't believe that there was a company out there willing to pay that kind of money for me just to point them in the right direction, so to speak. So, you know, one of the things I heard on that DVD is that, you know, if you have 8 to 10 hours part-time, you put that in, you could earn an extra $500 or $1,000, you know, and who today can't use an extra $500 or $1,000 a month? So, you know, I thought, you know, I said, if this opportunity can generate enough part-time income just to make we had a $1,575 mortgage payment at the time, you know, that I would continue doing it, you know, very part-time. I didn't have a whole lot of hours. So if anybody's out there saying, I don't have a lot of time, guys, you can still do this business and be covered up at work, so there's no excuses on that one. So I became an associate immediately in March of 2008. And 4 months later, part-time, and I mean very part-time, I accomplished my goal, and that was making that mortgage payment. And it's been almost 5 years ago, and we've never not done that through this part-time business of selling memberships to friends and family. We've used the membership several times since, and it has saved us approximately over $40,000 that it has saved us just by using the membership, and that's important, to use that membership. Because of my job, literally consuming my time freedom, the opportunity to leverage others' efforts also caught my eye at that time. Immediately started recruiting others into this opportunity. We have built a team that is duplicating our efforts for themselves and their families. You know, number one, if you must use your membership, you got to use it first, you know, to find the value. If it's nothing but getting your will done, like we did, at least you now have you see the personal value, and you now have a story to tell. Number two, if you do this and help others do the same, the stories will make the sale for you. So if you have any of those people out there today or on this phone, you say, well, I'm not a very good salesperson, I don't know what to say, you know what, use the membership. The stories that you will receive from using it personally will do the selling for you. The facts will tell the difference. Number three, we learn to give a proper presentation. You know, it's one thing to have a service, but if you can't properly present it, you're kind of dead in the water, so to speak. So we learn to do a proper presentation of the membership. It's so important to undersell that membership, I think, and let the service over-deliver, you know. You don't have to promise them the moon. And what I mean is that don't tell your prospect that it covers everything at 100%. I have heard that from other associates since my tenure with Legal Shield, and that's probably not the right way to start your business. Set the new member up for what to expect from that membership and how easy it is to use it. You know, I like making the initial call to the law firm while I'm sitting there with my new member, right, when I sign them up, so they can see how easy it is to use this membership and to make that phone call. And number four, remember, nothing happens until you expose this membership to someone. It doesn't matter who you tell it to. It really doesn't. You can't say the wrong thing to the right person, ever. You know, if you'll make at least two exposures per day, things will happen. You know, and one exposure long distance a week wouldn't hurt either. You know, it's always good to grow your business outside your immediate area. You want to grow this business. Like Jeremy said, we have grown it outside the state of Texas. And that totals 52. If you add that up, you will have performed 52 exposures during that month. You know, I don't know if any of y'all are familiar with a deck of cards, but there are 52 cards in a deck. 36 of them are numbered. 12 are face cards. You have four aces in that deck, and then there's that one joker. You know, if you expose 52 people a month, the results month after month are pretty dead on the mark. The 12 face cards will represent your 12 new memberships that you sold. The four aces will represent your four new junior associates, and the remaining 36 cards will represent your 36 no's. And so just, I think you see the value there. There's more no's on that sheet than anything. But guess what? 12 memberships sold that month, four new associates. If you keep duplicating that, what a team you're going to have a year from now. You know, in that one joker card, they always throw in that deck of cards. Well, I consider that's the family member or your best friend. And just waiting to see if it really works or not. I think we've all experienced that, in our lives with this membership. But the importance of leverage, of course, is it frees you up to do more exposures. Would you prefer, you know, to rely on 100% of your own efforts, or would you rather rely on 1% of 100 others' efforts? You know, that's scary in my book, because what if you were sick or you were disabled and you can't work? I know as a loan officer, that extra $500 a month in most families would have saved them from losing their mortgage, their most valuable property, prized possession they had for their family. But you know, that alone was a big factor when I looked at the opportunity side of this business with Legal Shield. My time was scarce, like I said, as a loan officer, but I knew through team building I could cut down the time element and regain my time freedom and financial freedom as time went on. Since inception, now I'm not bragging on this because this is certainly nothing. I'm sure some of you guys have done this within the first year, but since inception, we have personally sold 347 memberships. What a whopping big deal. You know, we haven't tore it up by any means. But I'm just saying this to show you that over time, it does duplicate and it does compound. However, our team has sold 1,588 memberships, almost five times more than our own personal efforts during that same time frame. Since March of 2008, we've recruited a total of 86 associates frontlined us. But so far, those 86 have recruited 351 additional new associates, and that number is growing daily. You know, the numbers aren't anything to brag about, like I said, about by any means. I just say duplication works. Barbara and I have been back and forth several times from director to executive director in our 5 years with Legal Shield. Not proud of that. But in January of this year, we made a decision to own executive directorship and quit watching the game and actually be a real player on the team and not a substitute player any longer. This opportunity is a privilege to be a part of, and to give a presentation to a new family is a privilege. When you truly take this privilege as part of your own DNA and it becomes you, watch out. Great things start to happen. When you sell a membership and recruit a new junior associate, it is our duty to get them, as Jeremy says, the three P's, paid, promoted, performance club qualified, within their first 30 days. Now they, too, can believe in this great company as we all do. That has helped us to get to this level and stay here as we are currently. You know, if you'll just stay in Fast Start qualified mode, just like you did when you very first got in the biz, you were so excited and you made that jump. You got your qualification out. No matter what level you're sitting at tonight, you will achieve great success in this business. Just stay in Fast Start qualifying mode. In closing, before I turn this over to Barbara, we've embraced Performance Club now for 49 months in a row. We've taken two all-expense trips paid for by the company and are now driving our new 2012 328 IBMW, all thanks to LegalShield. You know, and I can tell you, we have several team members that are getting close to getting their own new BMW as well. The car alone has recruited 12 new associates for us since we got the new car. So, guys, just go out and please get yourself one. You deserve it. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to my lovely wife, Barbara Wilson.
I know that we have really gone over our time, so we'll try to speed this along. But I must say, Mr. Ken Moore and Randy and Jeremy Moore, thank you so much for coming to see us in Austin. What a superb Super Saturday we had. And the energy from that meeting, and you visiting with our team members. I mean, we are so excited. You have changed our lives forever. And I don't say that lightly. Mally and I have really been listening to what you've been telling us and saying. Duplication is everything. This is the action word of the business. Duplicating your attitude and your work ethic, and that's really saying something. And remembering that it's not about you. It's about the team. And about the families that we've helped and the memberships have helped and the people that we've shared the opportunity with as well. Our team is the cause of our success. This is a team sport, and they get it. They get that we have to help five families a month, and they get that they have to teach that to their team members. And our team gets that they have to help all associates get paid and promoted and Fast Start qualified. It's so exciting to see your team using the system of duplication and watching their business grow away from them so they're not the deal but the messenger. They are duplicating the 10 core commitments. They're five sales a month, and they're working toward the Power 20. We're so proud of our team. They own it for themselves. And after three generations of more success team, Millionaire Club members being here in Austin, our team can see past us. They can believe in LegalShield helping families, and they believe in themselves no matter what level they are and what is happening in their lives. They know they got to get five sales a month and get that car. They know they got to do 10 sales a month to get on that running for that vacation, and that gives them an extra $1,000 a month. And all that will help them recruit two associates a month, and that will build their team and their future. And to say we're excited is an understatement. We love you guys, upline, downline, and crossline. It's going to be a great year for all of us at LegalShield. Thank you. Thank you for coming to Austin and helping us out. And want to turn it back over to y'all, but we really want to be a part of the Morris dynasty. We want to be problem solvers and duplicators and willing to work with their willing and lead by example. And we love you more, team, and give it back to y'all. We love you.
All right, guys, what a phenomenal job. I know you guys are well on your way to platinum, and it hasn't happened for you guys by accident. You guys are truly following the system, and you've bought in, and you're teaching your team to do the same. So congratulations, guys, and thank you so much for being with us tonight. All right, so our next brand-new executive director that we're going to have share a few moments with us is from the Woodlands, Texas. She's had an incredible journey doing some remarkable things in her business, building a great team of professionals, and really, really not only personal production is through the roof, but organizational production is through the roof. As a matter of fact, this year, her and her organization have already done 57% of the entire 2012's production. Another consistent Performance Club member has been on all the trips and is driving a brand-new Beamer. But please help me welcome brand-new executive director for the last 3 months in a row for the Woodlands, Texas, Miss Sherry Branda. Sherry, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Can you hear me okay?
Perfect.
Good. Well, thank you so much for asking me to be on the call. I have heard just a second everything that Barbara and Manny have said and Tony Barclay, mentioned on the call. I just want to thank you again. You guys were in the great state of Texas in the last week. You met with me and a brand new associate of mine who's an insurance agent just like myself in Dallas, and then you guys spent 3 days in Austin, Texas, and we just thank you so much. I know that must have been exhausting to you guys, but you and your father and your grandfather are just, we just love you guys, and you brought so much inspiration for us, so thank you for that. And you asked me to just speak for a minute. I want to be sensitive to everybody's time because I know we're getting close to 9:30, but a few things I just want to say to those folks who maybe aren't huge producers yet, who maybe, like myself, who maybe haven't. I've been executive director for 3 months now, and I'm thrilled to be there. I thank you guys for the encouragement to help me be there, but, I've been with Legal Shield for 4 years. I've been an insurance, health and life insurance agent for 8 years in Texas, and so I'm not exactly a superstar in a fast way, but I'm kind of a slow and steady guy, and that's kind of my path, but you've always told me consistently, be in performance club. Be in performance club, slowly but steady, you win the race. And that's, I guess, kind of my way of doing things. So I just want to say to folks that, and I said it the other night in Austin, no matter how long it takes, Nick Service says, it doesn't matter how long it takes as long as it takes, and you make it. And with this company and with you guys, your leadership, it doesn't matter how long it takes. I think we're in our prime right now. I'm seeing some momentum and some excitement that's happening in my marketplace. I have to assume it's happening in the rest of the country as well, but huge momentum that's happening. For us to make executive director is very much in large part to finally embracing a team mentality. Because we're insurance agents, because we're already group people, we're kind of did things on our own. We kind of, went on our own steam. But I absolutely see the value of bringing other associates in who get it, who want to promote this service and who understand how valuable this service is. And it just propelled us, Tom and I, to this whole other level with very little extra effort. It's amazing what just a few people doing together can produce. Performance Club has been everything. You've promoted that from the beginning. We've been in Performance Club now for 45 months out of our 4 years, since we've been associates. That's been huge. I remember the first time they called me and said we'd won the trip to Cancun 2 years ago. I thought they had the wrong member. I thought surely they had the wrong associate because I thought surely we didn't qualify for that. But we did, and it was outstanding. It was just this company is so generous with what they offer. And then last year getting to go to Maui, it's just beyond my expectations. So I just want folks who maybe aren't, producing quite as much as they think they need to or they want to. The benefits are just huge. The perks are huge compared to what the insurance industry offers these days for us as producers. Legal Shield just far outshines all the other carriers, and I just love that about the company. Being able to drive the BMW, my favorite thing about it is we got it right before Christmas. My favorite thing about it is to be able to say, that car cost me $10.50 a month because the company pays the first $500. And that's just amazing. People laugh at me and think, sure. But the truth is, it's the truth. It costs us $10.50 a month, a 2011 328i BMW. This is a beautiful, wonderful car because this company is just so generous. And, it's not hard to do all that when Randy, your daddy said something today, in Austin this weekend that really struck me. And Randy Moore said, in all the years that I've promoted Legal Shield, I've never once backed down from feeling confident that what I'm offering is of value to families, that it's a service to families, it's affordable to families, and I can feel good about that. And he said, I've never had to back down from that. No matter what naysayer came along, I've always felt confident that what I was doing was the right thing, it was a good thing. And that just really pierced my heart because that's very important to me. I can't promote something that I don't feel good about. And I can't promote something that I wouldn't use myself. And I feel exactly the same way. And I think that when we embrace that in our heart, and we portray that to others, the sky's the limit. And I just think we have our hands on something that is just so awesome. Not only does it help families in America and in Canada, but it's an awesome business opportunity, too. They reward us so handsomely, and Tom and I have just been thrilled with that. And, you know, I have to say, you guys did such a great job. I'm just going to say today, Monday, spring break in Texas down here. I don't know about everybody else in the country, but down here it's spring break, and in Texas, pretty much in our region, pretty much everything shuts down. Tom and I hit the road today. We went on a couple of appointments, and we set three new groups, not just appointments for groups, but appointments to enroll three new groups today. And that was so exciting. I know that was just part of the momentum that you all generated from our Super Saturday in Austin and just what you guys just kind of pass on to us, just with your enthusiasm and your dedication to this company after 13 years, whatever the tenure is that all three of you have had. It's just been tremendous. So I thank you for that. I would just encourage anybody, no matter how fast or slow you start this business, just don't ever quit, because we have our hands on something that is just so valuable to families in America and just so worthwhile. And in doing that, in protecting families and giving them peace of mind, the company is just insanely generous. I don't know how to say it, but they're just insanely generous to us as the agents out there in the field. And I just love that. I just am so thankful for that. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to share that. I hope that that helps. I know there's a lot of seasoned agents on the line, but I hope for any new agents, you know, that sometimes I give myself a hard time for not doing as much as I should have done, as fast as I should have done it. But you know what? It doesn't matter. When you get it, you get it, and when it happens, it happens. Just don't quit and keep pursuing and blessing other families and helping other families find this opportunity, and it's all good. So thank you, Jeremy, and your father and your grandpa for giving me the chance to speak on this call. I really appreciate that. And I appreciate all that you guys do for us, because we love you down here. And we couldn't have done it. I personally could not have done it without your support and you always being there for us. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Sherry. And, you're doing absolutely fantastic and remarkable job. And I think everybody on the line can hear and see your passion for this business. So, again, congratulations on your success. And Dad or Papa may have something they'd like to share or say right now.
Yes, Jeremy, I would. You know, from Tony Barkley to Barbara to Manly to Sherry, I think there was a theme in that, a theme of dedication. I think one thing was team building, that each one expressed, Jeremy, that their team was so important. We, you, I, your dad, we know how a team effort is, and we appreciate everybody. And, folks, you heard these people tonight. That's our team. We have hundreds of people like that in our own ranks that we're going to be listening to. We love everybody else, but we're going to start listening to more of our ranks, because if they make it like this, I want to hear how they did it. I want to hear the excitement of the voice. To be honest with you, it always inspires me. I've been inspired by the call tonight. And next Monday night, you heard what the man's going to speak about it. Get, for heaven's sakes, at least get all your new associates on the call and start to build team building, the mindset. Don't forget the national convention. Get on the computer tonight. Sign up if you haven't signed up. Sign up for the breakout session. But remember this, if you don't ever remember anything else to say, every presentation you do might be the last one you get to do, because down the road here, my daughter works at a place and she works with a lady. The lady's daughter started out last week, her granddaughter, and a few minutes later, the granddaughter had entered eternity. So what we need to do is lay the foundation that when we're gone, we'll still last. We're affecting people's lives with a legal shield. We're affecting for the good. We're affecting for the positive. Let's do all we can and keep on putting God first, our family second, and legal shield third. We love you all. Thank you and good night.
Good night, everyone.